Jesus said to his disciples, I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So the gospel of the Lord. I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Jesus speaks with prophetic urgency, echoing the Old Testament calls to conversion of life. His message will reach into the heart of all of our relationships. He asks for a radical conversion, one that pierces all the compromises we may have made and exposes us to the full challenge of the gospel. The response must be absolute, and the time for our conversion is right now. Recently, one of my Dominican brothers was talking to the mother of one of our priests. She was dying. He asked her what the times of her life seemed like. And she said, it all passed so fast. Now it seems it was little more than 20 minutes. I think we can all relate to this as we consider how quickly time passes as we get older. And yet, even when we're young, time seems to disappear when we're confronted by a new major decision or life-changing challenge. Part of the conversion to which we're called demands that we rise above the day-to-day patterns of behavior and choose a way of life that is a true reflection of God's gifts to us and the challenges and needs of life spent with our brothers and sisters. Isn't this the baptism of experience with which I must be baptized? This learning the ways of our transformation in God is no stranger to division, suffering, and even anger, because the change and the calling is something absolute. Again and again, when I've given retreats to religious groups, I've noticed that when I speak about passive aggressive behavior, everyone comes to active attention. Even in our best communities and families, there can be an edge of anger that is covered over, discontent that is not expressed in a healthy way. The wife who fails to confront her husband's excessive drinking, the husband who passively allows his wife to be so outspoken that the family loses all of its friends, the sister or brother in a religious community who allow a fellow religious to become so isolated that they become eccentric and victimized by the addictions of food, alcohol, or loneliness. Sometimes anger and confrontation are a good thing. Sometimes there are behaviors that we should not put up with or passively endure. I wonder if we had been just a little more alert and actively disposed, if we could have headed off some of the dysfunction and destruction of the recent pedophile scandal. You have to have the courage to raise difficult questions, to confront, yes, to say even the unspeakable to the offending party, and perhaps more to the point, to those who are in power and authority. The admonition of Luke's gospel suggests that our transformation in Christ is so profound that anger could have a role to play. As Christians, we will not allow a brother or a sister to eat themselves to death, or to become so isolated and lonely that their eccentricities remove them from life, to drown them in pain and alcohol or prescription drugs, to fill empty days and a broken, depleted heart with pornography, or some other form of despair and darkness. The best example of this for me was covered not in anger, but in tears. Years ago, the lay brother, as we then called him, entered one of the father's rooms in tears. He said, "Don't you see you're drinking yourself to death?" A lot of other things happened, but the priest experienced a conversion and became a free, happy person whom others would seek out for help. Measure your anger with a merciful heart and engage that energy that our transformation calls us to in Christ. Renew the very spirit of your life and calling. With division, if need be, with anger, blessed in a spirit of prayer, rather than false peace and bogus holiness. I've come to call you to life with the urgency of fire. Let us heed the Lord's words.